The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons & Dragons adventure. It is thanks to you, brave guardian, that we will keep Naporia's most wanted forever trapped in the endless dungeon. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, and anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. I'd like to thank Robin for submitting today's tempting offer, as well as all of the brave guardians who ask for the return of Pimwan. He has proven to be a cunning foe to the dungeon rats, although I fear that we may be playing with something far more dangerous than we comprehend. But before we watch the vermin of the dungeon die at the hands of this undead miscreant, this is what you need to know. The dungeon rats are murderers. They have killed many, including the former king, queen, and maybe even princess of Naporia. For this horrendous crime, they have been punished to the endless dungeon, an endless form of torture that we save for only the most evil of criminals. Upon entering the dungeon, they met Pimwan, a seemingly innocent halfling scout, one who was in need of their help. Pimwan was on the hunt for Blink Corgis so he could complete a ritual that would help him earn his final merit badge and let Lich Krimbom achieve an unspeakable goal. Things did not go to Pimwan's plan, for the deceitful bugfly hid in the shadows and slit the halfling scout's throat, instantly murdering him. As he laid slain on the ground, his soul entered into his journal, and Gilf, having no concept of what a phylactery is, put that book into his bag. After some time passed, the rats found themselves in a room lined with spikes, where the gravity increased to such a high threshold that movement became damn near impossible. This is when Pimwan made his return. He emerged from his undead book of evil, went invisible, and stabbed Beauregard. Everyone had a hard time moving, except for Gilf, who discovered that the magic unicycle he has been carrying around for weeks created a butler named Benjamin, who was unaffected by the gravitational pull of the room and could wheel him around as needed. And this is where we are now. Gilf is deciding if he should pull a lever. Daryl is trying to figure out what happened to Beauregard. And Pimwan is waiting to see who he stabs next.
I don't know how far away we are from him, but I'm just like, Beauregard, is there any way you need to come with? I don't know if you're really actually stopping the spikes. Just trying to see what's going on. And I rolled 13.
You see small footprints next to Beauregard.
Footprints? Like how?
Like small footprints. In Beauregard's blood.
Beauregard, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Good. You are bleeding, and I'm pretty sure Pimwan has made it happen in some way. Have you been hurt? Why have you made no noise?
Beauregard would look around to see if he assumed a spike had entered his back. Now that he's got more information, can I see anything around me?
Roll perception.
That is a 6.
You look around. You don't see anything.
I see nothing. Are you safe? And he's like trembling and trying to hold the ceiling up.
I don't know, because it looks like there's an invisible person walking around or someone we can't see because there are footsteps around you. You are bleeding and he could be near us at any moment.
How close am I to Gilf on the unicycle and the door and the lever?
He moved a lot faster than you did. You can now see the door and the lever, but you're not, you can't reach him.
I want to do an investigation on that lever. 1.
Okay, it looks like a lever.
I'm trying to get that journal still. So I'm like, Rhoda, drop the journal. Drop
this journal?
Yes.
Or my journal.
No.
She takes out 17 journals.
Yeah, she has so many journals.
Which volume of mine do you want?
I'm just...
And the third one is when I become a woman.
I'm changing my mind.
Gilf, I think you should pull the lever.
Pull the lever? Are you sure?
Well, is it up or is it down?
It's up, so I would pull it down. Honestly, I have no idea. Gilf looks over at Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
Benjamin, you are my dearest friend. Do you guys want me to pull this lever?
Yes. Because he's trembling.
Everyone else?
No comment.
I don't know. Gilf.
Yes, because in my experience, when things are up and they go down, it means you turn something off.
Good point.
At this point, the spikes, like, you're moving to try to keep the spike from hitting you in the head.
What's through the door? Open the door.
Okay, I open the door.
Okay. You grab the door. It's locked. Suddenly, you feel the need to sing. Roll wisdom saving throw for
me. Oh, this is going to be worth it.
Everything is terrible.
Wisdom saving throw?
If I die but Carlos has to sing on mic, I'll be very happy.
19.
But you bury that feeling deep into your body and you don't start singing.
I like big...
You like big what?
Yeah, what do you... What?
Guys, I got to pull this lever.
Pull the lever.
Pull the lever down.
And you've never felt lighter.
Wait, so we're floating now?
Oh.
Yes, now gravity has been halved.
Wait, really?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm still holding on to the lever.
Yeah.
Am I off the ground or
it's
just like...
No, it's more like you're on
moonwalk,
the moon.
Moonwalking. Yeah. Gotcha.
It's been a minute, so heroism has worn off. And Beauregard falls to the ground.
Beauregard!
So I see that Beauregard... Oh, Jesus Christ. Ugh. I wish I knew who that person was. I need to stop saying Jesus Christ. Possums be damned.
New catchphrase.
Yeah. Possums be damned. I reach up and I use the spike since I'm so light and I use it to like move faster towards Beauregard.
Dexterity, please.
8.
As you're pulling on the spikes, you lose track of your own strength in this new gravity. You jump a little too hard, and you stab yourself with one of the spikes, dealing you 3 damage.
So Rhoda, when she feels a little bit lighter, I imagine that her axe is still kind of rooted in the ground. So she's kind of like parallel to the ground and with her axe. And when I see Darrell get injured... I want to stay like lower to the ground, so I'm going to take out that axe and the dagger. I'm going to like go across the ground, like pulling myself like ice picking up a mountain.
Towards the door or towards Beauregard?
I'm going to go back towards Beauregard and Darrell.
No. I look at Rhoda and is like, get out of here, okay? I will try to save Beauregard, but you guys need to get out of this room.
No, I'm going to come back. You guys can just hang on to me and I'll drag us out.
Jesus. Well, I'm not going to argue with you. All right, fine.
Darrell, we're best friends, second removed. Because me and Beth are actually best friends.
I'm not going to unpack whatever that means, okay?
Beauregard, roll a death saving throw.
Remind the audience how this works. We haven't done this yet.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we have.
Okay, remind me how this works because I don't remember.
Wow.
Yeah, we have.
Hiding behind the knowledge of the audience.
Yep, that's what I did.
Hey, the stupid audience doesn't know what this is. Please explain.
So here's how it works. There are no modifiers. You're rolling a straight d20. If it's 10 or higher, you've saved yourself. If it's lower than 10, you're one step closer to death.
I get three of these, correct?
It's first to three. So either three successes or three failures. The twist is, if you get a one, you're dead. If you get a 20, you wake up on a 20 with one hit point.
Oh, dear. All right. 19.
You are able to fight off death this time.
But I'm still unconscious.
Yeah, you're knocked out.
Gilf is kind of just leaning against a wall on the unicycle, hanging on, and he's staring at that doorknob because Gilf hasn't wanted to sing like his entire life ever. like at all. So I'm going to roll an arcana because he thinks maybe there might be something magical that made him want to do that. That's the only explanation that he can think of. 15.
Yeah, and his fears are confirmed. He sees ruins on the door of various people singing songs.
Look at these monsters.
Daryl, what are you doing?
I continue towards Beauregard. You want me to do another dex?
Yeah, one more dex and you'll get to him.
4.
You still have not figured out this whole gravity thing, and you deal yourself 3 more damage.
Ow.
But you're pretty close to him. Next turn, you'll be able to touch him.
Wait, I've got you, Beauregard. Hang in there. Hang in there.
Can you, again, describe the gravity? Because it was too much gravity, so we were really heavy. And now, is it like in Willy Wonka, the fizzy soda that's making all of us float?
You're not quite floating. It's more like you're on the moon.
So we can walk normally.
But you're bounding.
But you're bouncing.
And the spikes are pretty close.
So I'm going to army crawl to Rhoda, and I'm reaching through her stuff. And I'm trying to pull out Pimwam's journal. That's all I want right now.
That's too cool.
Oh, once again, excuse me.
Whoa.
Roll sleight of hand.
13.
Yeah, you find it and you pull it out.
I burn it.
So you use burning hand?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that hits and there's no way a book can dodge it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you hold the book up and you put your hand towards it and ignite it. It burns instantly and is ash.
Ha ha. I feel like I've done a lot today, guys.
What's your armor class?
15.
As you're burning it, you feel a small blade enter your back, dealing you 5 damage.
You tried to kill me, Bugfly.
Is she the only one who hears it?
Yeah, it's like whispered into her ear.
I'll kill you again. I swear I will.
Not if you can't find me.
And she's just like shouting things, but it's incoherent because she's in pain. So it's just like, ah!
Rhoda, what are you doing?
Where am I right now if I've been like doing my ice pick and crawl?
I think you're one move action further away from Daryl. Next turn, Daryl would hit Beauregard. You're 2 turns away.
I'm going to go towards Daryl so he can hold on to my leg.
How are you moving towards him?
I'm like picking like into the ground, like stab with my dagger, swing the axe, pull myself forward with the axe, put in the dagger.
Roll dexterity.
3.
You have the dagger in the ground. You lift the axe up to strike the ground as well, but the dagger isn't in as deep as you thought, and it slips out. Your strength and momentum push you up into the sky, and you hit one of the spikes, dealing yourself 4 damage.
Ow!
Beauregard.
Roll number 2.
Oh.
My heart dropped. I thought that's a hard die to read. I thought Beauregard was dead.
That's a 2. So I have 1 success and 1 failure.
You started thinking about redemption and you're like, it's just not worth living. All right, Gilf.
Gilf feels that we're kind of weightless a little bit. Like gravity is lessened. And he looks over at the lever and he thinks like, what if I put the lever halfway? Will that go to normal gravity? Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear.
Watch how cool this is.
All that is. Goodness gracious.
And he puts it in the middle.
And gravity returns to normal.
Oh, hey.
Oh, excellent.
Well, I feel great, guys.
Wait, the spikes are still moving.
Yeah, well, the spikes are still there. They seem to have locked in the place.
I rush over to Beauregard. Beauregard, you have to stay with us, okay? Beauregard,
I'm out. I'm out cold.
I know, but I'm talking to you because it's way easier to talk to you when you're out. I look into Bellegarde's face and I go, Bellegarde, I don't know what's gotten into you lately, but you've been mopey and depressed. And when we met you, you were one of the most righteous people I've ever met. And I've learned so much from you, and we need that from you.
Mid-sentence, you feel a small blade enter into your back, dealing you 7 damage.
Can I reach back and try to grab whatever?
You can reach back. I think that would be a dexterity of some sort.
20.
Ooh.
So the blade is in your back, dealing you 7 damage. But you're holding on to what feels like a small wrist.
Am I able in one move to also do Nature's Wrath to ensnare him with the possums?
Let's roll for that.
19.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to say that counts as like a strike and it hits him. And then all these magic possums show up and start sitting on some sort of object.
So we see the outline of Pimwan or whatever of but in possums.
Yeah.
Like 3 apples tall of possums.
Yeah. But this is maybe stopping me from laying hands on Bellegarde.
Yep. And you took 7 damage.
I'm going to the door.
So you run to the door and you stand next to Gil.
Yep.
I'm going to go to Bellegarde.
And you do see a pile of possums sitting on an invisible object.
Hi, possums.
You don't even think anything's wrong.
It's not. They're not possums. It's Pimwan. I've captured Pimwan. Yeah. Anyone, like, acknowledge that, please.
What's going on down there?
I'm going to grab Bellegarde.
You just dragged my ass out of there, too.
Yeah, because I don't think I could pick him up because I'm already
I guess you'd throw him right in the spikes.
Yeah, and I don't want to throw him into the spikes, so I'm just going to, like, grab him underneath, like, his shoulders or his arms and, like, shimmy him backwards. Kind of looks like when Rhoda used to do the twist in the 200s.
Oh, we all remember that.
Yeah.
I have this idea like, I've got you, Bellegarde.
Shunk.
Impales.
No. Rhoda's very competent and
spatially aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Bellegarde, roll your saving throw.
This will be my third death save. 10. Two failures.
Oh,
one more failure
God.
And I'm dead.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my God.
You guys, I've got Pimwan. I've got Pimwan here, okay? I need to save Bellegarde. I'm the only one that can heal him, okay? Someone needs to take care of this guy, though.
Daryl, those are just possums.
Great. Kill the possums. They're evil.
Kill
Does
the
that
possums?
Work? Absolutely. Kill them.
Okay.
Whatever works.
Did the follower of the possum god just say kill the possums?
Bellegarde, you can't say anything. You're dead.
You're dead.
So how far away am I from like the possums?
I think if you ran, you could...
A dash action?
If you'd use the dash.
Gilf is balancing on his unicycle. He turns over to Benjamin again and goes, Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
Now check this out. And he hops off the unicycle.
Benjamin disappears.
Yeah. Yeah, he throws it, the unicycle on his backpack, and he just, like, huffs, like, really fast down to the possums. And while he's running, he casts Magic Missile, like, on it. 4, 4, and 4.
Oh, wow. Hot die. 12 damage.
Ouch. Ouch, ouch.
Ouch. That's all he says.
That's it.
He gets hit with missiles. And he just says, ouch, ouch.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Also, he sounds a lot like the corgis, too.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Ah, much better. Because when I put those sound effects in, it's going to be
like, ouch, ouch. Ouch. How strong is he?
A little boy gets hit with missiles.
Wait, you guys, I just realized something. He wiped the corgi blood on his face. Now he has the powers of the blink corgis.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, chill.
So cute.
All right, Daryl, you're up. What are you going to do?
I'm going to run towards Bellegarde, who's now on Rhoda's back, I guess.
I'm, like, looped my arms underneath of him. I'm dragging backwards.
Oh, okay. Am I able to, like, catch up with them and then heal him? Okay. I go up to him, and I'm just like, Bellegarde, we need you. Wake up. I inject him with all 9 of the rest of my lay hands.
So you are now awake with 9 hit points. Pimwan is unable to get out of the Nature's Wrath.
I don't know if it matters, but like when he casts magic missile, did they move out of the way or did he just kill something? Because it's kind of cute if they like kind of scatter for a second.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, that cool. Absolutely happens. Okay, plus, Gilp has expert aiming with these things, yes. So he can put them wherever
just
he
going,
wants.
Can we rename it? Can it be Possum Pile? Can he just cast Possum Pile?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it absolutely so can good. Be that. It's 100% Possum Pile.
Bugfly.
I want to throw a bomb at the possum pile, essentially.
Oh, that's so mean.
You're going to try to make one out of all the gear that you've been collecting.
Yes.
Roll intelligence for me.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
3.
So you look through your sack, and you don't see anything in there that's going to help you build a bomb.
Ah!
She's looking through her sack, and it's like, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. She pulls out 2 grenades. That's definitely not going to work.
I take out a rock with googly eyes. I think about it.
It's just her staring at the eyes like.
So I'm real frustrated. And so I am screaming and running and I'm going to jump on the possum pile.
And are you going to like.
Stab. Immediately great. Start stabbing. Yeah.
Great.
13?
13 hits.
Yeah. Okay, so 7.
You jump onto the pile, you thrust your knife down, and you feel it hit something, although you can't see what it is.
Yes.
Can she tell if it feels like she struck a possum?
It does not feel like a possum.
Oh, good.
No, and I would know that this would happen because they're my little babies, but as she drives the knife in, one of the possums just gives her hand a little kiss.
Daryl's like, that a boy.
Rhoda.
I'm going to stab the possum pile with my spear.
I don't think they're going to be able to avoid this. The spinning spear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The spear with 1,000 spinning blades.
Okay, so 11.
11 misses. So you take your spear and you jab it into the pile, but you don't feel it connect with anything. Now you get 2 attacks.
Instead of taking the axe and driving it through the possum pile, can I like flatten it and hammer it on top of the spear so the spear goes further into the possum pile so the spear's still the one doing damage?
Yeah, why not? That sounds awesome to me.
You always come up with the like weirdest ways of killing things. It's the best.
Well, my spear has higher hit
smart.
Damage.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh! No!
What was it?
A one.
Yep. So you pull the axe up, you go to strike it down, you just feel the whole handle snap under the weight of your axe.
Fuck!
I'm gonna make that the end of that episode.
Bellegarde, what are you doing?
Okay, I am now, I have just woken up. And I have all the memories I had before, so I know exactly what's happening. All right. What is around me right now?
Hold on.
Every time I've woken up out of something, I've been out of my mind. You know what I mean?
All you see is my face in front of your face with my hands like on your chest.
But that wouldn't be the first time I've woken up to.
Nope.
That's,
nope.
I'm actually kind of
it's
used to that.
Again.
You also feel exhausted. Like you're just not as strong as you once were.
And then I would like weakly put a hand up, like, you know, shaking. Darrell, are the others safe?
We're working on it.
Are you wounded?
Are you asking me?
No, like, can I tell? Like, are you bleeding? Are you?
Oh, yeah. I just stabbed like twice, I think.
So as I feel the last energies of your health kind of close my wounds, I would reach back and I would say, thank you, my friend, with a trembling hand, and I would heal you as well. I'll give him all of it.
You just see like this energy flowing between us as we stare into each other's eyes.
Hey, are they beautiful. A couple now?
Hold on. You don't have to give me 15, though.
Whatever you have. What are you missing?
13.
Then you would take 13.
Health.
Yep. Okay.
Gilf.
So Gilf has run up to the possums. And what does he see? Bugfly on top. The broken, like,
a broken spear
inside him.
And Rhoda crying to herself.
Yeah. Diddly poo! My spear broken too.
What?
I'm putting that one in instead of the fuck. So Gilf casts Chill Touch.
No.
One.
What the hell? Oh my gosh.
Oof. Wow.
You reach into the pile of possums, trying to find Pimwan. You don't, and you accidentally connect with Bugfly.
I knew it. Knew it.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Five. So a spectral hand comes out,
uh-huh.
And it goes into the possums, but it thinks I'm going for you.
No.
Gilf deals you, Bugfly, 5 damage. Does it give her any sort of disadvantage or anything?
Only if she was undead. That's why it would have been so awesome.
Yeah, it would have been perfect. Daryl, you're up.
Quick recap of the situation. Basically, everyone's on the pile, except for Bellegarde and I.
We've made our own pile.
Yes.
We have our own pile, which at this point, very disrespectful to everyone else. It's just like us, like, caressing each other and healing each other. So I run towards the pile. I mean, obviously, I'm going to use Divine Smite. And I want to call off my possums at the last second, like as my sword comes down, just so I can like locate Pimwan before he has any chance to blink out.
Got
20 possums just leap into the air at the same time.
What a cute firework.
So I run towards the pile. I'm like, Pimwan, as I said once before to your leader, I say to you, I now pronounce you fucking dead. And I divine smite right down into the pile. And then I call off the you know, they know.
They know.
They know.
They get out of the way. Roll for me.
Right. Come on. Come on.
Oh my gosh.
No pressure.
1.
No.
Just kidding.
Plus strength, right? 16.
That's a hit.
Nice. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, it's huge against undead.
Yeah, die 10 plus strength plus 3d8. You should do it.
Hopefully.
One.
You guys want me to roll at once?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, 29.
Wow. Yeah, he is fucking dead. Yeah!
Finally!
Oh,
Daru!
Get your marriage badge for that, bitch.
So, as you put your sword into his body, suddenly, this small halfling scout becomes visible again. But he's dead.
Yeah, I guess we get no answers from this guy.
No.
Let's get out of here, guys.
This looks familiar.
I want to search his body.
Okay.
It sounded weird saying that.
You did say you want to search his butt.
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to search his body.
I want to search his body. See what's on this guy. 14.
All you feel is a six-pack.
The tiniest little six-pack.
This little fucker is sneaking a six-pack.
Cracks open a cold one with the boys.
Yeah! All you find on him is a small dagger.
I take it.
Does it by any chance have a pearl handle?
Yes.
Same fucking dagger.
Oh. Some might say it's a hidden blade.
Oh, boy.
Hidden blade.
I'm still not on it.
I'm looking at my spear, and I'm a little weepy. I'm feeling a little weepy over here. I feel like I really lost something close to me.
Hold on. Is it magical?
Well, it's got a magic end to it. Why are you at? What are you getting at?
Because I have my regular cantrip is mending. I can mend it. Mm-hmm. I just like, let me see. And you see me like tinkering with like the shards and like placing the little shards together and I'm spitting on it. Bugfly, and I'm like rolling it like clay.
It doesn't, it won't fit in your scrapbook.
No, hold on. And then it's done.
Half of what she did not fix it, but like, it's all extra stuff.
It's right. Extra stuff. I'm like chanting in it.
Yeah. You're pulling out threads of hair and winding it around.
It works, but it's sticky. Yeah.
Well, Bugfly,
here.
Oh, thank you. It even tastes good.
Oh, good.
What?
I'm like licking the handle.
At this point, Bellegarde has made it to the door, and he's like, "I'm so happy for your friends, but we really have to go." And he reaches out and grabs the handle.
Roll wisdom.
That's a 9.
So you grab the handle, and you suddenly have this urge to sing.
Picked up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal.
What?
I was 16, he was 21. Rode us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what we'd done.
What'd you do?
Belgard, are you going to turn that handle anytime soon?
Am I, like, as I'm singing, turning the handle?
The door is opening.
So I would open the door, and I would wave everyone through.
Oh, wait for the second verse door up ahead.
I never had schooling, but he taught me well with a smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while.
You've been a woman, too?
I haven't seen him for a while.
I hate Linkin Park.
You hear from the distance, was that Smash Mouth?
So the door opens. It looks like the inside of a tavern.
I'm going to roll a perception before we walk in. 20.
It's alarmingly empty.
Alarm?
Alarmingly empty.
Like we're like, oh my God.
It looks like a tavern.
It feels like it's closed, like we shouldn't be in there.
It's weird.
And there's nobody in there.
Oh, can I do a perception to see if this is a magic tavern?
Hello.
Hello.
All right, well, I don't really want to do
Boys
it.
Usador walks out.
Yeah, well, I guess, I mean, I will do a perception check. Looking specifically in the bar area, right? The place where they serve the drinks from. 14.
You're looking around. You don't see anything. You look back to the bar, and this time, there's a woman standing there. Hello!
Hi!
Get a drink! Sit down, relax!
Okay.
All of us can see in here.
You all see it, yeah.
I'm gonna go to the bar and sit down.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I'm gonna go sit down on the bar.
Ah, can I get you an ale or something?
Yes, please.
Where are we?
You're in the tavern!
The Tavern of Hope. Oh, the tavern.
I love Hope.
I love Hope too.
That's the most concerning thing that you've said so far.
Two ales slide out to you.
Clink. Yep. We cheers and we drink them.
Guys, are you sure? Okay.
Yeah.
Best friend beers.
Best buddy beers.
As the bracelets slam together.
I'm going to take a walk around the tavern, see if I see any doors or anything like that.
Yeah, you definitely see a front door that is not the door you came in. And there's windows. It's not like an enclosed place. It feels like a normal tavern.
I follow Gilf around, and I go to Gilf. I'm like, hey buddy.
Hey, what's up?
I just wanted to say, like, you know, remember back there when we were with Antonio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. Like, I'm sorry that I pretend to be you all the time. You're just, like, really good at magic, and I just want to say
it's
that.
Okay.
Like, it's really...
I've always thought you were my sidekick. Is that not what you feel it is? I always thought everyone thought that I was in charge, and you were my sidekick, and they were doing it for your benefit.
Yeah, man.
Is that not what it is?
No, totally.
I thought everyone really liked me, and then everyone was just trying to make you feel better.
Oh.
Is that what, that's just not what it is? Wait, is that not what it is?
I don't know.
Darrell, is that not what it is?
I don't know. I think I was trying to make things better, and I think now we're just both sad.
What are you talking about?
I would have, like, walked over to the bar, and while they're having this conversation, I would have said, Darrell, come over here and do some of your magic.
Everybody, I have an announcement to make.
What?
What is it?
I look at Gilf real quick.
He squints at him.
I'm retiring from magic.
What?
I don't think that's such a good idea. We really rely on you.
I understand, but I think I need to pass the torch to someone who is a greater magician than I will ever be.
Is that me?
Yo,
is it
Bugfly
me?
Really has shown some promise. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's an excellent idea.
I also think that Bugfly is the most responsible person.
And I'm like, I have a rat on the bar, and I'm like not really paying attention. I'm just like playing with this like random rat that I found.
She's charming the animals. Her magic is clearly flowing from her in waves.
I'm sorry. I really tried. I'm sorry.
Wait, try. What? Where are you going? Come back.
Belgard. You feel weaker.
So Beauregard would, like, he got to the bar and now he just collapses and tries to steady himself. You can see his hands shaking and trembling. His eyes are kind of sunken. And
I remember my first ale.
I'm going to run up to Beauregard and I'm going to try to see if I can use medical to see if I can see what's going on. 15.
His eyes are dilated. He's sweating. It looks like he's going through withdrawals.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to go and try to get him like water and like liquid. Because like if someone's going through withdrawal, they just need to flush some stuff out of their system. It's going to get bad before it gets better.
How do you get water?
I asked the bartender.
Hey, hon.
Hi. Can I get a big pitcher of water, please? And maybe a rag? My friend's really sick and this is a place of hope. So I hope you give it to me.
She slides you a glass of water, and she goes, yes, of course, you can have anything you want.
Is it a pitcher of water? I want a lot of water.
Okay, it's a pitcher of water.
Yes.
It's a bucket.
Yeah, I just need a whole vat of water.
Yep, whatever you need. I can just get it from the bar here.
Thank you.
Wait, whatever we need?
Well, that a tavern would have. Oh, yeah, okay. Certainly.
So no husbands back there?
Well, that's okay.
Tavern would have that, unfortunately.
As I'm gently reaching for the water in my desperate, like, can we just get some chicken wings or something? That'd be great.
Yeah.
She goes, I'll whip that up for you.
Miss, what is your name?
I'm Charlotte.
Oh.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Charlotte. How long have you worked here?
My entire life.
Your entire life?
My entire life.
Are you from here? Were you born here?
I've just always been here.
Do you know where you are?
I'm in the Tavern of Hope.
Why is it called the Tavern of Hope?
I hope you don't leave.
I like it here.
Oh, crap.
Nice to have company. Company never seems to stay.
When was the last time someone was here?
Oh, gosh. It's hard to recall. Been too long, though.
Points to skeletons in a booth in the corner.
Are there skeletons in a booth in the corner?
You can roll a perception to see if you see something.
Oh, dear. Through one bleary eye, I roll an 11.
No, there's no skeletons or anything. It's alarmingly barren. Like, no one's even sat at any of these tables.
It's like a Cheers if no one knows your name.
So Gilf starts walking around the bar. He's doing an investigation. It looks like no one's even been in this bar.
Mm-mm.
It's like a pristine, like,
yes,
whatever type bar.
Are you doing a proper investigation?
Yeah, so he pulls out his detective hat. And his pipe starts looking around. He starts looking for things out of place. He knows that the floors are clean, that it doesn't look like it's worn in, that the tavern doesn't look like it's worn in at all.
Gilf is just going around the bar on his unicycle. What do you think, Benjamin?
12.
You walk around the bar. Everything is in the exact spot it's supposed to be. It's almost like too perfect. As you turn the corner, you see behind the bar, and you see Charlotte has no legs, and they're actually attached to the floor.
Hey, Charlotte, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, what's happening?
Not to pry or anything, but you don't seem to have... Well, it just says... How come you're attached to the floor?
I would be attached to this floor, too. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Another ale, please.
Absolutely. Slides you another ale. I've always been this way.
Wait, So, are you the tavern?
Hmm?
Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
Oh, well, I'm feeling pretty refreshed, you guys.
Wait, is this an inn as well as a tavern?
Ah, yes. There's sleeping quarters upstairs.
Then let's rest.
Ooh, that sounds really nice.
We are all heavily injured. Whatever this is.
Tavern of Hope!
Is as safe as any other place we've been.
I hope you have bubble soaking bath.
And one big room.
Mm-hmm.
We're all
Do you
sharing.
Have one big room with
one giant
four
bed.
Beds? One giant bed?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Whatever you want is upstairs.
Let's go sleep.
Yeah.
Yes. I call middle.
I call side middle.
Yeah.
I'm just like dragging myself up. I assume I'm still exhausted.
Yeah, and I'm helping you. And I'm like, yeah, making sure you're drinking water. And
you are so good to me, Buckfly. Thank you.
Hey, Charlotte, what's the cost of these rooms?
Free.
Nothing? Ooh. No exchange?
No. I just want you to stay. Nobody stays here long enough.
Well, we'll stay for a night.
Yeah, how long do you want us to stay?
Well, as long as you want to stay, of course.
Oh, okay.
but I want you to stay forever.
That's so sweet.
May I please posit a question?
Of course.
Why does nobody stay?
She stares back at you blankly.
Is it like bad service or?
Hey.
I don't know. I mean, this place is really well kept.
Why did Pat look around the room for that? He's like more offended that his imaginary bar doesn't have good service.
She's offended.
Oh, okay.
Tell him. Tell him why nobody stays.
I don't know why.
Oh, what a mystery.
I'm going to roll an insight to see if she knows if she's lying or something. If I could tell if she knows what's happening. Four.
You can't tell.
So I'll do a persuasion to like see if I can persuade her to tell me what's going on. Three. Fuck.
Well, the room's clean. You guys are tired. Want to lay down for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we'll go.
We head up the stairs.
So what's the room look like that we're staying in?
It's a big bunk. Have you ever stayed in like a hostel? Yeah, it's like the inside of a hostel, where it's one big room, bunch of beds.
Well, this isn't the one bed I was hoping for, but that's fine.
I am the healthiest out of everyone. Maybe I should just... I'm just getting a weird vibe. Maybe I should stay awake while you guys rest up.
I've got bottom.
Bugfly's already, like, sleeping. Like,
she
or she's
enters the
up.
Room and falls asleep immediately.
Like, in the doorway. She's, like, out.
Equally out.
Somebody tuck Bugfly in, the rest of you, and I'll stay watch.
Oh, yeah. So no one's going to... no one's going to tuck in Bellegarde. I get how it is. It's fine. Bellegarde will just sleep with his sheets open, then.
Look at these sheets. Literally, they won't even cover you.
Right. Like, his feet
it's impossible
are sticking
to tug
out.
Her,
yeah.
tuck you in.
So everybody goes to bed, except for Daryl. Roll perception.
I thought it was going to be a normal rest.
I know, right?
Season finale. The gang takes a nap.
Rod here, former leader of the Dungeon Rats. Hey, Robin, thanks for adding in that tavern. I'm sure it's perfectly safe and nothing bad will ever happen to them, and they should stay there forever and ever and ever. As a reminder, if you have any questions for the cast behind the Dungeon Rats, send them an email at thedungeonrats@gmail.com, and they're going to answer them on an upcoming mailbag episode. Anyway, The Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by and original music from Carlos Luna. Daryl is played by Alex Colliard. Bugfly is Serena Marie. Rhoda is Justine Kruger. Bellegarde is As Good as Dead and played by Aram Vartian. Dilf is played by Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, I think that's it for me, Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.